We're on campus
and we're online.
We're online.
University.
Radio. Nottingham.
First of all, we're going to start in Nottingham, where a teenager has been handed a custodial sentence after making two weapons and staging attacks while awaiting a sentence for a late night ambush on two students in Nottingham. In Nottingham Crown Court, the judge, James Sampson, told the 17-year-old, if you are released now, you will pose an obvious risk of harm to the public. The teenager has been has admitted being one of three people who robbed two master's degree students in the campus of the University of Nottingham. The offender, who can't be named because he's too young, was ordered to spend 32 months in a young offenders institution. A report said he could have been subject to child criminal exploitation, but the judge said that this was just a euphemism or excuse for gang membership. On Friday, the court heard that the teenager and another teenager as well were with a man who carried a machete. The trio attacked students who were walking towards Beeston after completing projects. They were pushed and ordered to hand over their phones before being tackled by a man with a machete. They were injured in the scuffle and the teenagers ran off, but later returned to the incident and they were released by the armed man, who has not been traced since the incident on the 17th of June. One victim of this attack actually needed surgery to repair tendons in his right hand and said, "I'm scared to walk alone, particularly at night, and I don't feel safe." So in light of this, especially the fact that it's happened like on the campus where we are now, does this like change people's views of how they feel at the university?
I think there's a massive issue with lighting on the campus. I think if you walk around this campus at night, I wouldn't want to be a lone woman, for example, or even, you know, myself as a grown man, find walking around the site at night a little bit what's the word? Scary, I guess. Not scary, but I don't want to sound like a wet blanket.
Like isolated.
But yeah, it's not the most well-lit of sites.
No, definitely.
No, I've cycled up the road from the north entrance to the sports centre, and apart from the bikes on my light, there's no light on the roads. Like, if I didn't know the road, I could easily, like, go into a pothole and fall off my bike. It's really bad. But I have to say, as I feel the need to point out, I am the only girl on the pulse. I actually never felt unsafe going around campus in the dark before. I didn't live on campus in first year. I lived in halls, but not on campus. But my question actually is, having never lived on campus, is campus actually private land?
It's university land, yeah.
So if it's private land, does that not mean that, A, there shouldn't just be general public walking around it generally?
No, because I think the Downs is a nature reserve, isn't it? Which is,
oh, is
probably...
It?
Yeah, you know, the big hill down towards the area is a nature reserve. I think members of the public can use the land.
Yeah.
I mean, my issue is we see a lot of security vans driving around the university campus.
Never seen security on foot, though. Never seen security.
But, well, that was what I was about to say. Would it not be prudent that there was perhaps a few security guards at least walking around the grounds?
No.
Places
I've been in the past, they've been pedestrian patrols, that's the one. Pedestrian patrols around key routes, just important, you know, routes. It could be multiple patrols, whatever. Occasionally with, like, a dog or something. It's literally just for, so you've got someone walking around providing a presence. I mean, I live more towards the Lenton Way, so a lot of... I mean, the places I walk past are places like the QMC... Lenton Boulevard, it's all really well lit and it's a public road. People on that side I would imagine would be a bit safer, but towards Beeston, yeah, there's not quite as much.
Yeah, so I lived up in Beeston last year and it's very quiet, it's very dark, it's not well lit, and I actually feel safer cycling around Lenton this year than I do in Beeston last year.
I think we talked about this on a pulse, but not this subject, but we talked about how safe it is in Nottingham. I don't think we should all be panicking. And you know, these do seem to be isolated incidents, but I think it's just worth reminding people to be sensible, try not to wander anywhere by yourself. But that's not because the university site's dangerous, that's just good sense. You know,
you're not going to be 100% safe anywhere.
No.
Like anywhere, there's always going to be someone, isn't there? The best thing to do obviously is try and stay in the most public areas possible on your way back. I think that's, again, no one's going to commit a armed robbery, like, you know, armed theft on you when you're in your complete public vision, because it's stupid. I don't know. Did it say on the article whereabouts? I have quickly read over it. I just didn't know whereabouts it was.
So this attack happened towards the eastern end of the campus.
So it was on campus.
It was on campus, down by Florence Blue Hall. Right. So
is it the East Gate?
West Gate.
Yeah. So it happens on campus, and that area especially
is very dark.
It is very dark. There isn't much
and
light
now towards humanities and history and geography and stuff.
Yeah, because it's not particularly an area with many roads, so it's not that well lit at all. And I felt because I think it was last week I walked back at night all the way from the centre of town basically to where I live in Beeston, and it does feel slightly safer. Even though you wouldn't automatically think it, you sometimes feel safer in like Lenton on Derby Road, especially.
That's what I was going to say. Everyone says Beeston's a safer area to live, but I actually feel more comfortable being around Lenton on my own in the dark. And when I visit friends in Beeston, I'll get the bus because I don't want to walk it all by myself.
It is weird because Lenton, as a student area, naturally attracts crime, but it's not violent crime. It's just like it's house theft because students are lazy and they leave their doors open and people will nip out going, oh, someone else a lot of doors, someone else in my flat. No one does. Someone walks in, steals an iMac, goes out. Anything like a concealed backyard, if they get access to it, get through the back door.
Because it's students, there are people around all the time. Like exactly. The sitting rooms is open till 11 every night, even a Sunday.
You'd never. The whole area around Lenton is either private residential or student residential. There'll be people all over the place. It's one of those places where it's safe. It's just it's completely different type of crime that you. I think crime's more heavily known in Lenton, but that's because it's.
Yeah. Again, well, it's because it's where you all live, exactly, so therefore it's a microcosm, isn't it? And Lenton's not as bad as it was. I mean, where those new houses are at the back of Sainsbury's, they used to be four high-rise blocks of flats, and then Lenton was a little bit more scary.
Yeah.
I think
it's definitely a lot better. And with the new housing state that's been put on as well.
I think everywhere's got its problems, but I think Nottingham... I've lived in Nottingham for 20-odd years, and I think, I recognise that I'm a man and I'm a bit older than mostly you guys, but I think you've just got to be sensible.
Yeah.
If you see someone dodgy walking towards you, cross over the road, get in the light. It's just common sense.
And I think crime, especially crime in Lenton, is something that we've covered a lot. But I think especially because this attack was on the campus, I think that is, different because I think, especially I felt the campus itself was a bit of a safer place than like the outside world, perhaps. But do you think that the university, as an organisation, could do anything to make people feel safer here?
I think I want to see a foot presence.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen any...
Do you know what I mean?
You see vans going around, but I've never actually seen security.
I'd like to see a foot presence in dark areas. Park the van up and have a little walk.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that let's have security guards covering the entire length and breadth of the But at kicking out times of mooch and stuff like that.
And especially from, the halls, from sort of... Because obviously you've got the two roads through campus, one where all of sciences is all the buildings are, and then one by all the halls. Surely that you'd think that they'd have presence between the halls and that side of campus. So as you said, when people come out of mooch and they have to go through the dark centre of campus back to their halls, that it's safe to do so. Because I wouldn't want to walk down the downs on my dog.
Also, maybe the gatehouses should be manned all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've got a gatehouse on every gate. But how often is it you go through the gate and there's nobody?
It's true, because evenings and the weekends, there's no one in there, and it seems like the only time where they actually stop people from coming in is the time when there's security here anyway. So it's either there's quite a bit there or there's nothing at all.
It's an unsecure site. The site's not locked.
It's an insecure site and people probably can get alive. I think that's part of the point, is that if these people want to get on campus, they will get on campus.
Well, they just have to walk on. No one checks your IDs.
Even if we shut it off, even if we did have a locked campus, even if we did a lot of security on the entrances, these people will find a way. Yeah. No way you can control every single boundary of our campus. It's huge.
Yeah, and I think...
Occasional ID spot check would be nice. I've not been asked to show my badge in 2 years.
I
wouldn't mind showing it if somebody asked.
Yeah, and I think... Well, maybe just a slight counter to that is that maybe we don't it's great to like have all these like security and stuff, but like, do we really want to like the campus to be like a lockdown area? It's quite nice when it's like you can just come and go as you want, and it feels like a public place and like a separate bit from the city.
The trade-off to that is that occasionally a bad egg is going to slip through the net, and you're going to, you know. So if we want a site that's free and comfortable and nice, then probably the best advice we could give is to be careful.